unexpected glare. I'll stay here, if that's okay, Mr. Evans, Kyle replied with impudent swagger. I rolled my eyes, refusing to turn around even though I could feel the heat of his gaze on the back of my neck. That was actually a rhetorical question, Kyle. Get up here. A knock at the door put a halt to Kyle's groan of acquiescence. At the sight of our principal, Miss Shaw, the whole class grew still. What was the principal doing in our class? That could only signal trouble. Whoa, Drew muttered under her breath, and I looked at her, frowning. She nodded at the doorway. Cops. Shocked, I turned to look back at the door as Miss Shaw murmured something to Mr. Evans, and sure enough, through the gap in the door, I could see two deputies waiting out in the hall. Miss Butler? Miss Shaw's voice snapped my gaze back to her in surprise. She took a step toward me, and I felt my heart leap into my throat. Her eyes were wary, sympathetic, and I immediately wanted to back away from her and whatever it was she was here to tell me. Can you come with me, please? Grab your things. This was usually the part where the class would ooh and ah about how much trouble I was in. But, like me, they sensed that wasn't what this was about. Whatever news was out in that hall, they weren't going to tease me about it. Miss Butler? I was shaking now from a spike of adrenaline, and I could barely hear anything over the sound of blood rushing in my ears. Had something happened to Mom? Or Dad? Or my baby sister, Beth? My parents together had taken some time off work this week to de-stress from what had been a crazy summer. They were supposed to be taking Beth out today for a picnic. Joss, Drew nudged me, and as soon as her elbow touched my arm, I shot back from the table, my chair screaming across the wooden floor. Without looking at anyone, I fumbled with my bag, swiping everything off my desk into it. The whispers had started hissing around the room like cold wind through a crack in a window pane. Despite not wanting to know what was ahead of me, I really wanted out of that room. Remembering, somehow, to put one foot in front of the other, I followed the principal out into the hall and listened to Mr. Evans' door snick shut behind me. I didn't say anything. I just looked at Miss Shaw and then at the two deputies who stared at me with a distant compassion. Standing near the wall was a woman I hadn't noticed earlier. She looked grave, but calm. Miss Shaw touched my arm, and I looked down at her hand resting on my sweater. I hadn't spoken two words to the principal before, and now she was touching my arm? Jocelyn, these are Deputies Wilson and Michaels, and this is Alicia Nugent from the DSS. I looked at her questioningly. Miss Shaw blanched. The Department of Social Services. Fear gripped a hold of my chest, and I fought to breathe. Jocelyn, the principal continued, I am so sorry to have to tell you this, but your parents and sister, Elizabeth, were in a car accident. I waited, feeling my chest tighten. They were all killed instantly, Jocelyn. I'm so sorry. The woman from the DSS stepped toward me and started speaking. I looked at her, but all I could see were the colors that she was made up of. All I could hear was the muffled sound of her talking, as if someone was running tap water beside her. I couldn't breathe. Panicking, I reached for something, anything to help me breathe. I felt hands on me, calm, murmuring words. Wetness on my cheeks, salt on my tongue, and my heart. It felt like it was going to explode. It was racing so hard. I was dying. Breathe, Jocelyn. Those words were said in my ear over and over again until I focused on the instruction. After a while, my pulse slowed and my lungs opened up. The spots across my vision began to disappear. That's it, Miss Shaw was whispering, a warm hand rubbing soothing circles on my back. That's it. We should get going. The DSS woman's voice broke through my fog. Okay. Jocelyn, are you ready? Miss Shaw asked quietly. They're dead, I answered, needing to feel how the words felt. It couldn't be real. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Cold sweat burst on my skin, my palms, under my arms, across the nape of my neck. Goosebumps rose up.